Hi guys, it's Alex Roycraft, your host, and I'm here with Maya Jeffcoat-Troy, and we're just going to talk about volleyball, and I'm just going to interview her about her experience in club, high school, and college. So hi, Maya.
Hi.
So Maya, how old were you when you started playing?
I think I was 13 years old when I started playing volleyball.
What drew you to volleyball?
I had two choices, so basically, like, to get out of the house and kind of meet new people. When I was in middle school, I either had to cheer or play volleyball, and I chose volleyball, so that's kind of what drew me. I didn't really have a choice, so.
Are you glad you picked volleyball over cheerleading?
Yeah, I'm glad I picked volleyball over cheerleading. I don't have the personality to be.
I couldn't see you as a cheerleader. So, what's the difference between club volleyball and high school volleyball?
Club volleyball in South Carolina was more competitive than high school volleyball for me. High school volleyball, people weren't as talented as, like, for club. But, like, the main difference in club was, like, the time you put in, the effort, the amount of practice, the different coaching styles. And then volleyball in high school was just kind of thrown together, coached by, like, a teacher at the school. So, yeah, that's the main difference, just the competitiveness.
How much did you practice for club volleyball a week?
It was like just 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. So it was like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
Nice.
And then like we would do like clinics. So it was like, oh, we're doing a clinic for the whole club. And then your physician had to come.
Nice. So growing up in the volleyball culture, because you started at a younger age, would you say it's been positive, negative, a little bit of both? Explain that.
I would say it's been a little bit of both. I would say when I first started playing volleyball, there weren't a lot of people that looked like me. Mm-hmm. And those opportunities weren't guaranteed, like, to play club. Like, because I know a lot of talented volleyball players that just couldn't afford it. So I know, like, 1 year, I had to raise money to go to AAUs just because I couldn't afford it. We did, like, cookouts, fish fries, like, donations, stuff like that. And then even like I had a sponsor for club, so like they'd pay like half of my club fees just so I could like practice and play and compete and stuff. But I'd say in that aspect, I would say like it's easier for people who do have money and stuff to get those opportunities. And then I would say also the culture, like when I first started playing volleyball, I was very subconscious like about my body, just like at a young age. So I'm like having to wear spandex, super tight jersey and stuff like that. So I would say like I think the uniforms could definitely use like a change. Like I wouldn't mind wearing like long leggings. They don't shave my legs, you know, stuff like that. No floor burns, but yeah.
Nice. So when did you figure out you wanted to play college ball?
I figured that out pretty late. Like I saw all my friends and stuff getting recruited around me and it looked really fun. So I was like, oh, maybe I do want to play.
So how did you get recruited by Gardner-Webb?
I sent an email. And I was like, I'm playing at this court on this time. Can you come watch me play? And he was like, yeah. I was like, all right. And then me and Hannah Lancaster actually played each other. So he just had to watch both of us.
Oh, that's awesome. Is college what you expected it to be?
No, college is not at all what I expected it to be. Like, the amount of work in dedication you have to put into it, like you kind of have to give up like your social life for sports. And then I think it's been different every year, so like the years past I feel like we've done a lot, but like this year haven't done much. Just very different than what I was expecting. But yeah, a lot harder than like high school volleyball. I don't know, a club was pretty hard for me. Like it pretty rigorous. But, you know, it is a lot different, just the time-wise. Like, getting up early, having a workout, then going to have a three-hour practice. Practice every day, I wasn't used to that either, so.
So, what do you think the difference between top D1 schools versus small D1 schools like Gardner-Webb? Because we'll tell people, like, hey, I play D1 volleyball, and they're thinking, you know, Stanford, and you're just like, nope, different level.
Honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, coaching. To be honest, I think like when you get to like a level like this, coaches, like I've had coaches, like even like I don't want to say any names, but
yeah,
like, they say like, oh, like we're going into this game, I want you to try your best. Not like believing in us and saying like, oh, go win, you can do it, like stuff like that. Like they say things like that. So I think it's definitely the difference is the mentality, the time you put in, the effort you put in, and the coaching and like the mindset. Like we don't have a lot of like the culture here at Garden Wave is not like the culture to win.
Mm-hmm. So for a couple of years in college, you were the only Black girl on the team. What was that like? Just to give us like a perspective, since like
teammate. I think it was very strange mm-hmm. at one point. Like, not saying like I don't love my white teammates and stuff like that. It's just like you don't really have anybody that can relate to like the things you're going through, the things that are going on in the world at the time. You don't really have anyone to talk to. Mm-hmm. So that was strange, and I think it was just hard. Like, volleyball is a white sport. Mm-hmm. Like, most girls that do play are not African American just because of cost and like AAU and just where stuff is located. But I would say that was the hardest part, just not having somebody to talk about and not really being able to relate to, like mm-hmm. on a certain level. Like, I think it's different, like with Black people, like just like the culture in general. So I think that was hard, and it was just sad, like, to not see like that representation, if that makes sense, because a lot of schools in the Big South usually have like literally one token Black person mm-hmm. half the time they don't even play. But yeah, that was really, it was hard. I mean, it wasn't hard, but it was difficult. But I did make a lot more friends of different backgrounds. So
are you happy to see more Black females playing in volleyball in these top 10 schools and programs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes me happy. I think some of my favorite programs are like pretty much mix, like the team and stuff like that. And I think it just goes to show like even younger girls that you can play at a high level like that, because like at first, like me watching volleyball, there's nobody that looked like me, so me thinking I can't play at that level because there's nobody there. But now I think it's really good, like they have like a whole starting lineup that are like purely African-American at Power Five schools, so I think that's really dope.
So when it comes to senior year and COVID, that's been an additional challenge you've had to personally face. How has it affected you mentally? Because of course, physically, we know we can't play, you know, season was canceled and postponed. How are you doing mentally with that?
I think I'm fine now. Mm-hmm. Like at first, like when it was canceled, I was just kind of like, dang, like, okay. But then it kind of hit me because I was like, this is something I've been doing for like most of my life. So now that it's gone, it's just very strange, and I don't know what to do with my free time. And it's now not a personality trait anymore, so I can't be like Maya volleyball player. Now I'm just Maya. But like mentally at first, I was really drained because that was something that I did like to do, and I just wanted to end my career on a good note, unlike last year. So I think that was very heartbreaking for me. But other than that, I just tried to find like the positive in it all. Like basically like, okay, I'm about to start my life, move forward, go to a different school, and just kind of find myself outside of being a volleyball player.
Do you feel like volleyball is a mental sport?
Yes, I do. I think this team struggles mentally, mm-hmm. personally, just because we just let runs happen a lot, and we just had a lot of coaching changes, so I think that has affected our physical abilities on the court and just put some thoughts in our head that aren't necessarily true when it comes to our talent as a team.
Do you think more activism and people talking about mental health should become more normalized in volleyball?
Oh yeah, I definitely do. I think there's a lot of body dysmorphia that goes on in volleyball just due to the uniforms themselves. And working out, I know a lot of girls, like me personally, when I first got to college, I didn't like to see the muscles and stuff that were appearing on me, and I was like, I don't want to be this bulky, I don't want to be this big, like, not fat, but I look like a dude, like, you know, mm-hmm. but I think that needs to be talked about. And then body dysmorphia, like, we have teammates that are super skinny, we have teammates that are built, like, a little bit bigger, but still lean, like, and I think that has something that to be talked about, too. And then just, like, kind of the toll it takes on you as a student athlete, like you're giving up your social life, you don't really have enough time to do your homework and stuff like that, so that can be draining as a student athlete on any level or on any sports team. So I definitely think that's something that needs to be talked about more.
What are your emotions when you're playing well? Like, what's going in your head mentally? Like, what do you feel?
When I'm playing good, I just feel like free. if that makes sense. Like, I don't have no obligation to anybody. Like, even though it's like a team sport and I know I'm playing well, like, I'm not getting yelled at. I can do what I want freely because it's working, if that makes sense. But, like, I pretty much just feel calm. I only get excited when I get blocks. That's really it. I don't really get excited.
What is the best part about competing?
I think the best part about competing is just honestly being like aggressive and just showing off your talent, to be honest. I just feel like competing is just, you just get some of the level of aggressiveness and just, it just satisfies something like in you. Like, I don't know how to explain it, you know? Not like being like, because I don't want to curse or say anything bad. Like, I'm not really going to mess you up right now. Like, it's over with. But I don't know how to explain, like, competitiveness for me. Because I'm not aggressive personally, but on the court I am. It's a totally different thing.
It's like a switch goes on.
Yeah, it's like, because I hate losing. I hate it with everything in me. Like, because when I first got here, I was like, I've never done this before. Losing, I don't know what that is. And I hate it, you know. So
we're going to do some rapid questions to wrap up this interview. So, favorite color uniform ever?
The white and red.
That one's nice. Long sleeve or short sleeve?
Short sleeve.
White or black knee pads?
White.
What's your, like, bus ride routine when we have long car rides?
I pretty much just try to get comfy in those uncomfortable chairs on the bus. I lay sideways, put my music on, my AirPods, and go to sleep. I can't stay awake on a bus ride. I can't do it. I'm always asleep.
What's your favorite pre-game meal?
Bagels from Panera. Honestly, that's when I play the best.
Honestly. And lastly, what is your pre-game routine?
I usually don't like the music that everybody plays, so I just put my headphones in and kind of just vibe out to what I want to listen to, kind of dance a little bit, do my hair, slick it back in a ponytail, put a headband on, call it a day.
Well, thank you, Maya, for letting me interview you, and we'll hear you guys next time. Bye.